It was designed to cross interstellar distances using a drive system we don't have a clue about, Duncan said. Remember, Majestic 12 couldn't cut through that skin for over 50 years when they had it at Area 51. Turcut straightened. Is it in a stable orbit? Duncan laughed. Worried it'll land on your head? Or somebody's head? It won't be coming down anytime soon. Larry Kincaid from the Jet Propulsion Lab says it's in a high orbit that doesn't seem to be decaying. The ship is tumbling very slowly. There's the gash the explosion put in the side, but considering the power that was expended, it's not much damage. Close-ups reveal the ship's skin is torn, but the framework seems intact. One of the talons is nearby, also tumbling. He remembered that sixth alien spaceship chasing him, firing, just before the nukes went off. It had survived the blast intact, but the ship had gone dead, just in time before it blew his bouncer out of the sky. What about the other five talons? Turcotte asked. No sign. Kincaid says they were probably caught inside the cargo hold in the explosion. Duncan leaned against the railing. UNAOC wants to check it all out. Check it all out? Turcotte repeated. Send astronauts up on shuttles and rendezvous with both the mothership and Talon. Take Area 51 into space, in other words, Turcotte said. Duncan frowned. That's an odd way of putting it.